This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We're going to read one of the most familiar parables in all the Gospels. Luke's the only one who tells the story for whatever reason. And Luke tells the story of the Good Samaritan. We're going to take a new look at an old story. And what we're going to do is some verse-by-verse study very quickly, very briefly. And then I'm going to give you 4 take-home principles to take home. It's in Luke, the 10th chapter, as we preach through this book of the Bible. Luke 10:25. Jesus told a parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, but it was a story out of real life. This was something that was a common experience on the road between Jericho and Jerusalem. It was notorious for people being robbed, for people being beaten, for people being assaulted. And so what Jesus talked about was not some strange story to his listeners. People could identify and say, oh, I remember so-and-so. That happened to him. Well, I remember my friend who went through that same experience. So it was very common in this time of history for that to happen. And I want you to notice just a few things out of the verses. If we could bring up the first verse again, verse 25. On one occasion, an expert stood up to test Jesus. You know what this means? He was trying to trip Jesus up. Have you ever asked a person a question and you knew the answer full well? Sure you have. I've done the same thing. You already know the answer. You just want to see how are they going to answer that question. And this was an expert in the law. I believe he was probably trying to trip Jesus up to make some misstatement, to misquote something, to say something that contradicted the law or contradicted the traditions of the day. And I want you to notice what Jesus did. He answered a question with what? A question. He said, you're the expert. You're the expert. How do you see it? And he quoted from Deuteronomy 6, the verse I referenced earlier, to love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your mind. And if I could bring up verse 29, but he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? 2 things there. To justify yourself means to render as righteous. He was trying, in the eyes of Jesus, to render himself righteous. Have you ever wondered or observed how much time the average husband spends justifying what he's done, where he's been? Well, I can explain that. And I'm not talking about anything bad or immoral going on. The average husband is continually justifying. The wife will feel like she has to justify what money's spent. Well, I spent this because of that or because of this. Well, it was on sale. It was this or that. And we're continually justifying our behavior. Children, teenagers do it with parents. I can explain that. Give me 2 seconds and I can explain it. And one commentator said, think of all the time that we spend in life justifying our behavior. And listen carefully. This is really important. You will never be able to justify your life before a holy God, ever. There's not a man in this room, there's not a woman in this room, there's not a teenager, young person in this room that will be able to justify our life before a holy God. That's why the book of Romans says we're not saved by the law, by adherence to the law. We're saved by throwing ourselves on the grace and the mercy of God. So Paul said in Romans, you have a righteousness, not from keeping the law or from yourself. You have a righteousness apart from the law that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Most important discovery in a person's life, particularly those who've been raised in a performance-based religious background, it's all up to you. It's all up to what you do, and then when you find out, it's not up to me. It's up to everything Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.